First of all, tell me your name again. And
Lewis.
And you've lived here.
I've lived here all my life.
Okay.
And I was born here and never got away.
And tell me a little bit about how your family came here, how they came here to Woodruff, and who moved away, and you know, things like that. Just a little bit about your growing up years here. And
well, my father, James, came from Morgan, Utah, and he came here when he was about 16 or 17 years old. His father was a shoemaker, and my dad didn't particularly like that line of business. So he and one of his friends got on their horses and came over to Ridge County. And at that time, this was all ranching. And it was the hay was put up with teams, horses, and vehicles drawn by those animals. And he worked for a man by the name of Anson. And that summer, after they finished haying, Mr. asked him if he'd come back and feed cattle for him that winter. And that's how my dad got started here.
Huh. And so you've lived here your whole, how many years?
Oh, I'm 78 years old,
mm-hmm.
and I've lived here with exceptions of when I've been away on a mission. I've been on a couple of missions for a year. I think we might have been here.
Oh, okay. And
my mother, do you want to hear?
Sure.
My mother's family came here when this town was being settled. John was her father.
Oh.
And she worked for Anson Call, and that's how my dad...
didn't hear me. Okay. And so that your dad and mom, they were the first generation of your family to live here.
That's right.
Okay. And what religion have they?
LDS.
LDS for many generations.
They were both, my grandfather Stuart was converted in Scotland, and so was my grandfather Cox.
Oh, okay.
In England.
In England. And so your dad ranched? Or he raised cattle?
When he came here, he ranched, worked on ranches for two or three years till he got a little finance under him, and he had a chance to buy this old creamery over here, which is the first creamery in Ridge County.
Okay.
And he run that creamery for a number of years and built up a real thriving business. He made butter and cheese, and his place of sale was Evanston, Wyoming, which at that time was quite a thriving community,
mm-hmm.
coal mining and railroad.
Oh, okay. What about traveling outside of Woodruff? When you were younger, or your parents, did they ever go on like family vacations or travel different places besides missions? Did you ever leave the community
no.
for anything?
My father and mother lived here, and I, as far as I know, they never went on any vacations. However, they did at one time go to Idaho,
mm-hmm.
and he started a creamery up there,
oh.
Gooding, Idaho. And my father run that for a year or two and discovered that when he bought the place, it had a heavy mortgage on it that the real estate people never told him about. And the mortgage holder come and reclaimed the place, so he lost it. He lost what he had in it. And at that time, I was the baby of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And as they were driving down the road one day, I don't know whether they were traveling to the neighboring community, a train came along and scared his horses, and the horses turned around in the road and tipped the buggy over and